What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Rodney Olsen here, talking to Jill Bonanno for our Simply Living program on a Friday morning. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Rodney. How are you today?
Not too bad. It's your anniversary, I believe.
Tomorrow? Yes. Last day of being 27 years married. There's something significant about that, I'm sure, somewhere. Somewhere in the cosmos, yeah.
So we're going to be talking about anniversaries today, and hopefully we'll get some interesting anniversary stories.
Love that.
Maybe some funny ones, maybe some romantic ones, but whatever it is, we want people to get in touch with us. I'll give our email address right now. So if you want to write something down and get it to us, you can do it that way. mornings@sunshinefm.ws. mornings@sunshinefm.ws. Or you can, of course, use that for our Microsoft messaging too. If you want to get a message to us, either way, get it in on that. We'll open the phones in a little while and let people give us a call and talk to us about their anniversary stories. But, I mean, it is a wonderful time to be able to look back and remember. Yeah. And for some people, it is difficult to even remember that the anniversary is coming.
Like males, you mean? Actually, I have to say that my husband is very, very good at remembering. He probably remembers more than I do, but that's because I have more things to think about, I'm sure. No, I'm joking.
Whatever you reckon.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, I hope he's not listening today. But, when I got into this whole anniversary thing, I thought, oh, look, what are we going to really talk about? And I thought, I'll go to the internet and check out wedding anniversaries because, you know, each anniversary has its symbol and, like the first wedding, the first anniversary. And now there are traditional and modern ones as well.
Gifts that you're meant to give.
Yes, that's right. So I thought, oh, you know, there's paper and there's wood and there's all those sorts of things. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. But when I went to this website, I loved this website. It was very commercial. It was one of those ones that probably you would go there if you want to plan your wedding as well. And, you know, those the big commercial thing and you have to do all of this stuff. So I thought, Simply Living, isn't this funny? I'm going to look at this and I'm going to share this with our listeners because they'll all probably want to throw up and say, no, I'm going the simple life, you know what I mean? But it was sort of, I mean, it's sort of nice too. There's nice things, but I have to just tell you that it goes, you've got your traditional gift, you've got your modern gift, there is a gemstone that's associated with each anniversary, there is a colour that's associated with each anniversary, and there is the anniversary flower. So, look, there is just a range of things that you could give to your loved one on your anniversary and, choose from all of those. And I'm going to share some of those later. There's some pearls there, I have to tell you. There's some funny ones. But I thought we'll talk
about...
What
is that, the 60th?
Is that Pearl?
I don't know, but it's one of those.
Yeah, good one, Rod. what I thought of, you know, anniversaries these days, when you say to someone, oh, yeah, I've been married for even, 12 years, 20 years, they go, well done, that's fantastic. And it's a bit sad, but it is a sign of the times, but it is well done to be married that long. And I can honestly say that it's not a breeze the whole way. It's hard work to do that as well. And I'm not sitting here saying if your marriage hasn't lasted that long, then you didn't put the hard work in. So please don't think that I'm sitting in judgment on anyone at all, because there are some people that I know have done it pretty tough. But I would like to just say, if you are, this is for our married people or people that would like to be married, that are thinking they will get married one day, and for those who have friends that are married, you can give them some advice. Don't do it. No, I'm joking. It can be a time. It's almost like you can celebrate your wedding anniversary and say, right, this is the start of a new year. And you know how we make New Year's resolutions and everything. Well, maybe you can use it as a time to make your New Year's resolution for your marriage. And I heard a male speaker say once that, men, if your wife is coming to you and saying, look, I feel like I'm having problems in the marriage, can we get some sort of help, please? And you go, no, there's no problems. You know, I'm getting my dinner cooked every night and the house is clean, clothes are ironed. No problems here, mate. So, no, I joke. But you know, if your wife does come to you and say, I really think that we need to get some help because I'm struggling and everything, don't dismiss that, because as soon as she stops asking, then it's too late and things have probably gone a bit too far and you're not going to be able to salvage it, you know. So take notice of any early warning signs. Fix small problems before they become huge problems. And wedding anniversaries can be a really good time to do that because there's only been a year passed between, you know, this one and the last one when you had talked about stuff then. So doesn't mean you don't talk about stuff in between.
Oh, I was going to say so.
Yes.
So every year.
One time of the year you sit down and talk to each other. Yeah, good one. And some people may welcome that. I don't know. but it can be. You can sort of use it as the occasion to actually have the deep and meaningful. If you're married to someone who doesn't particularly like sitting down and talking about stuff, which I'm sure that there are most couples that are like that. One is the talker and one is the, yeah, it's okay, just, you know, we'll deal with it in my own way. You can actually use that as a communication time and then do small catch-ups on the way, but don't have to get into, you know, if one of you doesn't like doing that. So that can be a really good thing. And the other thing is too that, honestly, you know, when you first get married, you are not the person that you are 28 years later or 1 year later or 2 years later. You know what I mean? You're not the same person, hopefully, and we should all, you know, life is growth and we should all be growing and changing, and obviously that's going to have an effect on your relationship. So if you marry this person, and think about this, people who are getting married too, don't expect that it's going to be exactly the same now as it will be in 10 years' time. So you have to be able to grow, but the relationship has to grow with the personal growth of each partner. So this is always a good time to say, you know what, I don't think I react to those sorts of things the way I used to, or just sort those sorts of things out. And that, I think, is a lot of times how, you know, when you get further into a marriage, your children, you've been mum and children and all the distractions have come along to sort of take the focus off your actual relationship. And then all of a sudden the kids have left and you have nothing in common anymore. Both of you had changed, but the relationship hasn't actually grown with it. So that's why I just think, when I got really deep and meaningful about this anniversary thing, as, apart from having a laugh at all the other things, but I just thought, you know, it probably could be a time to use as a catch-up time. By all means, have heaps of fun too, but just so that you can grow. And each year is actually an anniversary of who you are at this point in time, not just a remembering when we got married.
Okay. Yeah. If you'd like to share a story with us today, you can give us a call on 94841985, 94841985, or use the email address mornings@sunshinefm.ws. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe it's a romantic story. Maybe you've got a funny story about an anniversary. What are the things that you do to keep a marriage alive at that anniversary time? If you'd like to talk to us, love to hear from you. 94841985. Rodney Olsen here chatting to Jill Bonanno. It's our Simply Living segment for a Friday morning, and we're talking about anniversaries, and we're looking for some good anniversary stories. Now, someone called me with a story, Jill. It's a good one because I think it's about the 8th anniversary that is a pottery anniversary.
Okay.
Pottery is the gift.
Let's look at my list here.
Okay.
Shall
I think it's around about number 8.
Number 8.
That
okay.
That pottery is the gift.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this person said that they know a couple who were on the pottery anniversary. the husband put down deep sewerage pipes. They're made out of clay. He said, "There you are. That's your anniversary gift."
Brilliant.
That's pottery.
That's fantastic. What an old romantic, eh? And I'm sure that there's so many things that can be said about that. But we'll leave that today, yeah.
What are some of the stranger gifts that are suggested?
What I'd like to know is who came up with these?
I don't know.
Who sat down and thought, I'm going to make up something for every single year that you're married, and this is what, from now on, this is what everybody's going to do. Well, the first one, obviously, I think everybody probably knows the first one because, you know, when you're 1 year married, you go, oh, let's do the 1 year married thing. And so it's paper. So everybody got the paper one. And then by the second year, you're probably thinking, oh, what's the second one? Wood. No. Oh, yeah, maybe. And then by the time the third one, or, you know, when you're well along, you just think, oh, who cares? Have I got time to go out and buy a gift? You know, maybe I'll get a card on the way home from work. But yeah, there's some real doozies here. But I want to tell you some of the flowers.
Okay.
I did come up with some flowers. We've got the pansy is the first wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these reasons for them too. Let me just go through this one here. So the first anniversary, the traditional gift is paper, because it symbolises strength in paper that comes from the interlaced connection of the paper's individual threads.
I'm wondering whether yeah. I'm wondering whether the person that came up with these are the gifts you should give had absolutely nothing to do to the person who's read this into them some years later.
I reckon too. I reckon paper, because that's really all you can afford when you're first married. You're too busy paying off this, that and everything else. But the contemporary one is a clock, because, yeah, because this is what it says. Now, you know who I am, and I'm not really soppy, so this just makes me laugh. Henry Van Dyke wrote, "For those who love, time is eternity." And I'll give you a moment to ponder that.
Very good.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, so the first anniversary gemstone is gold jewellery, pearl or peridot. And I think that's a green one. First anniversary colour is yellow or gold, because it's all bright and you're still, you know, it's all it's all glowing.
Sunny.
And yeah, it's lovely. It's like first gold medal, yeah. And the flowers are the orange blossom or the pansy, which is, I've already said. So the meaning of a pansy is that the recipient is being thought about. The pansy's name comes from the French word pense, which means thought or remembrance. And the meaning of the orange blossom is purity, innocence, eternal love, marriage and fruitfulness and fertility, which really goes in with your first anniversary. So, you know, ways to celebrate your first anniversary would be to eat the top layer of your wedding cake, which hopefully you've had in the freezer since since you got married. Although it used to be fruit cakes, didn't it? So you didn't have to put them in the freezer.
That yeah, and the icing would keep them, as long as you kept them in the in the right sort of storage conditions.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a nice thing to do, and then plan a picnic with paper plates and cups. These are all the suggestions that they've given. So, you know, if you've saved any of these from your wedding reception, use them. And I can't imagine, I don't know a lot of wedding receptions that I've been to that have had paper plates and cups, but then that's probably not a bad idea if you want to keep it simple. Have a big barbie and use your paper plates and cups and chuck
them.
But
I don't know why you'd hang on to them, but there you go.
No, well, it might have special wedding things on it, like little, you know, your name or your, yeah, so it could have been something like that. Paper flowers for a centrepiece for your anniversary dinner, or use the dried bouquet from your wedding. So they're all lovely ideas. I don't want to put the mockers on these things. I think they're all lovely. Now, this sounds really like me. Now, this is more like something that I think that your Pauline would do, but just this is just not me at all. An anniversary journal to record your memories of your anniversaries throughout your marriage. You may think that you'll never forget how you celebrated your anniversaries, but the chances are you will. Write down how you spent your anniversary together and what gifts you gave to one another, so that you've got a record from then on to say to your husband, "You only gave me." No, I'm joking.
Or to say, "You gave me this lovely gift on our fifth wedding anniversary.
That's right.
How come it's not so much now?"
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But
yeah.
What I'm more interested in is some of the other ones. Yeah. I mean, once you get up into the 40s, I mean, this is fairly serious.
I love this one, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
40th anniversary ruby. I mean, beautiful.
Yeah.
The 41st gift of land. The
gift
42nd
of land, yes.
Improved real estate.
Yep.
The 43rd is travel.
Travel. So let's travel the world on our 43rd
so
anniversary.
So this is just beautiful.
Gorgeous.
These people have been together for a long time. The 44th. Groceries.
For next anniversary, I'll bring home the milk and bread.
Who came up with groceries for the 44th?
I love it.
It's almost like there's no romance left here, so I'm going to give you some 2-minute noodles and a cabbage.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's it. I love it. Has anybody, I need to know if anyone has actually celebrated their 44th anniversary.
And whether they gave groceries.
After they had travelled the year before. Yeah, I love that. And actually had some improved real estate.
I'd love to hear if people have, you know, looked online or wherever and found what the gift, the traditional or the modern gift should be for their anniversary. Do people still bother about this? Have you done that? And, you know, is this the sort of thing you expect? Are you a hopeless romantic and you keep up with this? Or is it something that you've never even thought about? We'd love to hear from you today. Maybe if you've got an anniversary story or two, mornings@sunshinefm.ws, mornings@sunshinefm.ws, the email address. That'll, of course, get us an email or Microsoft messaging if you prefer to use that. Or you could just give us a call, 94841985. Love to hear from you, 94841985. Rodney Olson here, together with Jill Bonanno, for our Simply Living program on a Friday morning. And we had a call from Diana. I reckon she's got a wonderful suggestion.
Yep.
What her and her husband do each year is they will give each other a song. Now, she's not saying that they sing it to each other.
No, she said that might not be quite as nice.
Yeah. But what they do is they choose a song that really sums up the way that they're feeling about that person. And they say, okay, here's your song. They give them the words, which, you know, really explains a bit more. And then throughout that whole year, that's really their song.
Yeah.
And whenever they hear it on the radio or whatever, they can remember, that's the way that my wife or that's the way that my husband thinks about me. I think that's beautiful.
I think that's a really special idea. And the beauty of it is that it's not that song forever. Next year, you pick a different song because this is how I'm feeling about you now. And it might be totally another aspect of your personality or how your relationship's grown or whatever. I think that's a great idea.
And it's certainly all about, you know, simply living. What we're talking about is trying to simplify things, but, you know, getting the feeling and getting the thought across without necessarily having to put thousands of dollars to it. And I think it's a great way. I mean, you can just very simply say, here's the song, just either play it for the person or just say, here are the lyrics or whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to buy them the CD that's got that on, I mean, there's a lovely gift. Here's a CD. The reason I got it for you is this particular song really sums up the way I'm feeling towards you and expresses my love for you. I think that's a great idea.
I think it is too. And you're right, Rodney. I mean, this is all about simply living. So we're not into, you know, I have to buy you a $1,000 present to show you how much I appreciate you. Although I have to say, some people probably have earned $1,000 present.
I guess that's why we find some of these suggested wedding gifts a little amusing, in that it's just assuming that you're going to, like those ones, apart from the groceries.
Yeah, I love that groceries one.
There's a ruby or buying someone land. I mean, that's very nice in theory, but
it's a bit over the top, isn't it? It really is a bit over the top. And it all is what it is. And if you're doing it for your own special reason and it means something to you, look, go for your life. And, you know, making up special albums and doing that stuff, that is how some people are geared, and it means a lot to you. And I think that that's a great way to do things. But once again, I think we're saying just because it's down here to do, it doesn't mean that you have to do that. You do something that's peculiarly you. It's particularly who you are and your relationship, and it celebrates that, and use the time as something special. It's sort of like when we were talking about the wedding day and the marriage. So the wedding day can be just this big show, and you forgot about that it is actually for the rest of your life, and so you've put all your effort into that and not into the next year of your marriage. You know what I mean? So I think that's what we're getting at. But look, I just wanted to, while we're here, before we have to go, there are a couple more that I just wanted to, I thought were particularly appropriate. On the 48th wedding anniversary, the gift is, there's no traditional gift for 48, but the gift is optical goods. And I thought, I think that's appropriate. By the time you've been married for 48 years, you'll want to buy a pair of glasses and have another look at who you're married to. And make sure, I reckon, that they're rose-coloured. I think that would be the best idea. And then we get down to, yeah, you planned out too. It just makes me laugh. So it goes 47, 48, 49, 50, 52, 55, 60, 65, 67, 75. There's no rhyme nor reason to what they've landmarked as being special anniversaries. But then it goes up to 100th wedding anniversary. And I looked at that and I thought, how old would you both have to be celebrating your 100th wedding anniversary? I mean, mate, you deserve something. That's amazing. And you know what the gift is for that, don't you? A 10-carat diamond. And I think they're pretty safe in saying that because either you don't care or it's probably not going to happen. I would love to know what is the longest marriage that you have actually known? It might be someone in your family. It might be great-great-grandparents that have been married for 70, 80 years. I would be really interested to find out what's the longest couple that you've known that have been married. It really is a milestone these days. Because I say 28 years, and I don't think that's a terribly long time, even though it's my whole life. But But I just, you know, and people say, really, well done, well done. And I think, well, I don't think that's a long time, but I would really like to know how long people have known someone or have been in a marriage themselves that goes to that whole longevity thing. And I can actually tell you what the gift is for that that particular anniversary.
Yeah, shoot us an email if you know someone who has recently or over the last little while celebrated a particularly long marriage. Why not shoot us an email, mornings@sunshinefm.ws, or use Microsoft Messaging. Just shoot us a quick message and let us know who that couple is and what is the years that they have celebrated together. But what is, I guess, thinking back over your anniversaries, and you've had considerable amounts.
Yeah.
Any stand out for you?
Look, there was one year that we were going to do the romantic thing, and David really is, he really puts a lot into anniversaries. He makes a lot of them, and I take my hat off to him, and I appreciate that. He booked a beautiful French restaurant for us to go to, and you know, had a lovely gift on the table for me and a rose, and it was really romantic, and it was beautiful, and it's a lovely French restaurant, you know, with the dimmed lights and everything. But the atmosphere was quite sport, because on that same night, because our anniversary is at the end of the year, the local boys' school had decided that their year 10 French class was going to have their end of year celebration at the same restaurant. And honestly, no atmosphere whatsoever. We could have stayed home and heard those boys making that noise. So it was lovely. The thought was really lovely, but it made it memorable anyway. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Well, I suppose our most memorable one would have been about 5 years ago, because we're coming up for 15 years in next month, and when we got to our 10th anniversary, we decided we'd love to get a whole bunch of friends back together again, and renewed our vows. So we did that one Sunday morning during our church service, which was fantastic, because we invited a whole bunch of friends over, you know, just to be able to say to each other and say to our friends, we're still madly in love, we, you know, just want you to be a part of this day as well, remember back. So we finished our service, and then we sort of had a bit of a barbecue and hung out with people, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah, that's pretty special, because then you could include new friends that you've made while you're
absolutely
married as well, that you didn't have at your first wedding.
Yeah,
because
do you find that, I mean, even like within 6 months of getting married or a year of getting married, there's suddenly friends that you make, and they're going to be lifelong friends, and you think, if only I'd known them just a few months earlier, you know, they would have been there on that special day for us. And you're constantly making these strong friendships, and you just think, oh, I wish they had have been there at that time. So it was an opportunity for us to invite some of those people along too.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, because we moved over the other side of the country 3 weeks after we got married, so obviously we did make really good friends over here. And I think that's probably a nice way to celebrate an anniversary. And like you said, you kept it simple. You did it during your church service at church, and you had a barbecue afterwards. What a lovely way to do it.
And it was wonderful to have our kids there too.
Yeah, nice. Did that, were they bridesmaid and page boy?
No.
Oh, sad news. But they've had plenty of opportunities since.
They've done that for real weddings.
Yeah.
So
maybe we need to do that with our wedding, because our boys never got to be page boys. Yeah. So I think maybe we should do that, even though they're 22 and 15. They might appreciate it.
I think they'd look good.
Yeah, I think so too. Matt with his dreadlocks. Excellent. Yes.
Well, it's been a lot of fun talking about this whole idea of anniversaries. Certainly we wish you and David a very happy 28th anniversary tomorrow. Thanks for your time. We'll catch up with you this time next week.
Thanks, Rod.
Okay,
see
bye.
Ya.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.